Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is run by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive the $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today. And welcome, everyone, to a Monday morning edition, free agency eve edition of the NBA Gambling Podcast. This is your host, ZB, Monday, August 2nd, 11 a.m. here on the East Coast. And I'm joined for a little off-season episode by Munaf. Munaf, how are you, bro?
Doing well, man. It's Christmas Eve for NBA fans, I guess we can say, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we could talk a little bit about this. I think the offseason, a lot of people complain that the offseason is more interesting than the actual regular season. But yeah. I can say I truly love both, but it is certainly very exciting sitting here watching the rumors start to come in.
Yeah, I mean, it's every offseason, you know, we're always going to get some big names on the move. I know we'll get to that in a little bit, but yeah, I'm excited, man. It's the one league that never sleeps.
Yeah, it's the for sure the one league that never sleeps. I mean, I was just looking up when the actual date of, you know, that the Milwaukee closeout game, that was just 12 days ago. Right. The NBA finals ended. Barely feels like there's been any time to kind of digest that, obviously, with the NBA still pushing their schedule to catch up from the bubble delay last year. Yeah. But yeah, lots to get to today. We're going to start off talking about the draft a little bit. Then we're going to get into some free agency talk. You know, we know this episode will drop probably right around the start of free agency. So we'll tee up some of the discussion, not going to get into too many hypotheticals because we'll have more shows throughout the week. I know McKee mentioned this Friday, but we're going to be looking at a Monday, Thursday schedule for you guys throughout the offseason, getting you guys, you know, team previews, checking in an offseason player movement, that kind of thing. We'll also get to some Olympics talk later today. So Munaf, we'll start out with you. I mean, I think we could start it in Houston because they're one of the teams that had one of the bigger drafts. What'd you make of that haul? Obviously an exciting time to be a Rockets fan with Jalen Green and then draft Twitter, love both Şengün and Garuba and Josh Christopher, a lot of talent, McDonald's All-American type player.
Yeah, I mean, as a Rockets fan, you couldn't be more excited with what they were able to land in the first 24 picks there, right? Obviously, we knew Jalen Green was going to the Rockets with the number two pick. But then after that, it got a little interesting because I was the guy when I was on with Dan, we were previewing the NBA draft. I said Şengün was going to be a guy that maybe would probably be a top 10 pick. And then I didn't see him sliding outside of 13 because I thought either the Hornets or the Spurs were going to grab him because they needed post help. But And I was talking to a couple of friends. I said, man, this is a good opportunity for the Rockets to kind of trade up and get this guy, because we could use another big body on the lower block. And then like 2 minutes later, I see Shumps drop a tweet that the Rockets are trading up to 16. And I was like, maybe it could be. And then he tweeted that they were going to draft him. So I was really excited about that. And they didn't give up their 23rd, 24th pick, at least in the draft for this year. It was, I believe it's two picks from Detroit. And I forgot which was the other team that they had to give up. But not as valuable as the 23rd and 24th pick that they had this year. And then, again, 23 and 24, like you mentioned, the two guys that they drafted there, I mean, I guess I wasn't really aware of Josh Christopher until the information started coming out about him, about Arizona State and how he was close with Jalen Green. So I think that was a great pickup.
Yeah.
And then Garuba, Rafael Stone was talking about how this guy might be the best defensive player outside of the NBA. And for him to make a kind of statement like that, where a Rockets team that really, really struggled on a defensive end last year, obviously it's going to take them some time to develop all four of these guys. I think Jalen Green's going to be that one guy that's going to step in on day one in that starting lineup for the Rockets. But yeah, I'm so excited, man. I was watching it through all throughout the night. And then I watched the introductory press conference with the Rockets and these guys. So exciting times to be a Rockets fan. Obviously they're still going to, it's going to take some time to develop these guys, but the future does look bright for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah. And Josh Christopher and Jalen Green, legendary summer of 2019 playing on the Nike circuit AAU. They played together for Vegas Elite, pretty legendary YouTube clips of those. And I'm a big Michigan fan, and Josh Christopher was like supposed to come to Michigan, supposed to be John Howard's first five-star. And every crystal ball was had him going to Michigan. And at the final hour, he ended up going to Arizona State. But great, great, great player, great kid. So excited for the Rockets. We could talk a little bit about the betting angle of the draft. I think we both had Jalen Green going number two pretty early. We had that in the Slack channel, so hopefully some people dropped on that. And then as well, you had you know, laying a bit of juice, but with Cunningham, Green, Mobley being the top three. That was kind of dead on throughout the process. So, you know, the chalk was right there. And then the draft really did get interesting at four with Scottie Barnes and that switch up. Did you have any action on either of those at four and five? And what'd you think of that mix up there?
I had dropped this in the Slack channel, I think, a couple of days before, and I said there was a real possibility that four and five would be switched around. And both of these guys, I think, to Scottie Barnes to go fourth was north of plus 250, and then same with Jalen Green at going at five. And I'm kind of kicking myself for not at least putting down a pizza bet on that and kind of kicking myself about that. But I wasn't surprised that happened. I think the bigger surprise for me started at number six with Oklahoma City Thunder taking Josh Giddey.
Yeah, Josh Giddey going. And remember Memphis, the whole Memphis trade just looks really weird now in hindsight, how they moved up to 10 to New Orleans. Right after that happened, it dropped that they were looking at Giddey at 10, and Giddey doesn't even make it to 10. He goes six to OKC. I mean, look, and we could talk about that in conjunction with Booknight was being mocked consistently to go six at OKC.
Yeah.
I never totally saw that. I mean, I feel like they were going to take more of like a high ceiling swing like this on kind of one of these upside plays like Giddey 6'8". I haven't seen too much of him obviously succeed on the international stage. So that'll be interesting. Kind of a guard forward hybrid type player to go along with what they already have with SGA and Poku, and they can obviously bring in a lot more talent with everything they have in Stowe. Did you have any tickets on Booknight? I mean, he was getting steamed under all throughout the process. Ends up dropping all the way to 11, which is crazy. I mean, Memphis did pass on Moses Moody and Booknight to get Zaire Williams at 10, who also went way under his prop.
Yeah, I didn't have any on Josh Giddey, but I did on Jonathan Kuminga. I had a over 6.5. I think I dropped this in our Slack channel. I said I had go ahead.
No, I was saying you mentioned that to me.
Yeah, I think I had a over 6.5 on them, and then I think it crept up to 7 or 7.5 for him, and I took the under on that 7.5. So I got a nice middle there because I think every single mock draft had Jonathan Kuminga going to the Warriors. And I think Warriors had a great draft. I know we can get to them at 14. But I think that was my first or my second ticket that I cashed for the night. Jalen Green, like I said, I had dropped this on July 1st when the NBA draft props landed on DraftKings. And Jalen Green was at plus 125, got all the way steamed up to minus 500. But yeah, I think that this was a for sure pick for the Warriors at number seven.
Yeah, and the Warriors get Kuminga at seven, Moses Moody at 14. I thought that was a nice job by them.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that Kuminga is the one who's picked higher. He's kind of seen more as a project, mm-hmm. whereas Moody has some more plug-and-play ability. What did you think of the Warriors there was obviously a lot of noise. They might try to move 7 and 14, whereas for Bradley Beal or other starters. I mean, what do you kind of make of this team? How good can they be next year without having made a move? Now you do kind of have a nice collection of young players, but are those guys going to be helping you to win now? We saw that didn't really work out great with Wiseman last year.
Yeah, I think one thing that we have to remember with the Warriors is that this team was, even before they had Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, were the best backcourt in the NBA at that time. And they still are in the Western Conference, one of the best backcourts, right? I mean, the problem is that with Klay Thompson coming back from two of the worst injuries that you can have in basketball, it's going to be interesting to see how he kind of responds from that. They still have Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins is still there. I think they can still make a move. I think for them, it's probably adding depth around Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. But if Moses Moody is a guy that you can insert onto your bench coming off the bench for the Warriors, I think that's going to be huge for them. But it's the Warriors, man. I still expect them to maybe make a move here. Not maybe for an all-star, because we heard about Bradley Beal that he's committed to the Wizards and he wants to stay there and they're going to try to build around him. But if another player does come available for the Warriors, I think they have for sure the pieces to make a move.
Yeah, and they've been connected in the past couple of days to Andre Iguodala, who Miami didn't pick up his option, as well as Nicholas Batum. So, I mean, if you bring in both those guys, that's a couple of really nice wings. You still have Jordan Poole, hopefully taking another step in the backcourt. So, I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're going to be a playoff team. We will see what the top of the West, I mean, how good do you really have to be to contend in the West? You know, is the Lakers thing going to work? We haven't even talked about that yet. Clippers without Kawhi. But let's take a quick break here, and then we're going to move through a little bit of the rest of this first round here. Today's episode of the NBA Gambling Podcast run by WynnBET. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of the Wynn Las Vegas experience to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get into all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. With great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sports, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $500 sports bet. Download BetWin, download the WynnBET app now, or visit WYNNBET.com to start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Football season's about to kick off, and PropSwap is here to make this your best season ever. With PropSwap, your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. For example, the Atlanta Falcons are 80-1 to win the Super Bowl, but they have one of the easiest strength of schedules in the league. If you think they'll get off to a hot start, make that 80-1 bet for the season, and they'll sell for a big profit after only a couple of weeks if they get some wins early. So that could be a good way to make some money on PropSwap. The average seller on PropSwap makes over $500 per month just by listing and selling tickets. And when making your bets, remember to go for two. Make two tickets on the same team so you can sell one for a profit and keep one to leave yourself some skin in the game. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap. It's where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming back off the break, any other picks throughout the rest of the first round that you wanted to hit on, picks you liked, didn't like, moves you, you know, saw what they were doing or didn't see anything?
Yeah, I think the other one for me or two is going to be the Spurs at 12. I thought this was a big shock for me because, like we had mentioned with NBA draft preview that we did with Dan, that I thought a big man would go there because they didn't have that presence, right? They have great guards on that team. They have good wing depth, but front court was the issue. And I thought they would end up getting Kai Jones or Sengun at that position, but they went another shooting guard. And then the pick right after that, I have to formally thank you for this and pointing me towards the direction of Chris Duarte at 13, because
oh, yeah,
when you got first mentioned, yeah, when you had first mentioned this, his draft position was at 19 and a half. And I quickly pounded, absolutely pounded that under. And then throughout, I was checking his draft position every single day, and I was dropping it in our Slack channel, telling you, oh man, he's down to 17 and a half, 16 and a half. I think he got all the way down to 14 and a half. So
and he still went under that.
That one.
Yeah, he still went under that. Yeah. And yeah. I think, honestly, I was even late to it. I think in the beginning of the process, he was closer to like 20, high 20s. I also was able to get down on a Primo 26 and a half. I think Primo was one of the old, I think he was the youngest player in this draft. And he has like very toolsy, obviously didn't produce that much at Alabama as just a really young freshman. But I think he's one of those guys. It's like, yeah, it's a weird COVID season. You know, let's just take a shot on a guy with talent. Yeah. And that's what the Spurs did. Look, I mean, I think it's always interesting with draft, because this is all with a grain of salt that, you know, any of these teams know more than we do. And any of these picks could work out well or not. And yeah, I mean, I think the Davion Mitchell pick at 9, I think a lot of people thought that was an interesting. They did just move off of DeLon Wright, so it looks like at least Davion Mitchell will be their third guard right away. Yeah. You know, kind of a questionable pick with the backcourt they also have. But, you know, Franz Wagner at 8 was able to hit an under 10 on him as well. But, yeah, overall, it was a really fun draft. I thought it was really great to watch. What's your stance on the Woj and Shams tweeting out the picks before it happens? I think it's pretty annoying because it's fun to just watch it on TV.
Yeah, it is. I think and they're almost like 2-3 minutes ahead of when they're announcing that pick. No,
like
so
four, like they're like 3 or 4 minutes ahead of every single pick. And Cade Cunningham at 8 hours early. The entire top four was 8 hours early.
Yeah.
Top three.
I mean, I at that point I try to stay off of Twitter, but unless I'm sweating like a huge bet like the Chris Duarte pick, I'll check if he's getting picked. But other than that, I kinda like watching just Adam Silver coming out and making those announcing those picks. I quickly did want to mention, I think we got to tip our hat and give a round of applause to the NBA for their, their tribute to Terrence Clark from Kentucky. That was really touching. That was awesome to see. So, you know, he was supposed to be a great talent out of Kentucky, but unfortunately no longer with us, but I thought that was really nice what the NBA did there.
Yeah, that was a great touch, and rest in peace, Terrence Clark, and, you know, all of his Kentucky teammates and family. That was definitely a great moment to see that tribute from Adam Silver. Very touching, like you said. Yeah, I think that's about it for the draft. One of my favorite times of year, I think draft prop betting is really, I think, really fun. I mean, it's just kind of, how much sports do you, you know, you're spending time on Twitter and just seeing these mock drafts come in based on source reporting, and then you got to kind of fire on those. Like, it's a fun way to go about it. I thought great draft season. And yeah, I mean, this top three was kind of stone cold all the way. And then from there, it was really kind of all over the place in terms of people being accurate and a lot of people, you know, kind of falling, not falling. I am excited to see all these rookies coming out this year and see what they can do. Let's turn the page a little bit to free agency, and let's start with the Russell Westbrook trade. What were your thoughts on it? I know this one probably hits a little bit close to home for you. You know, is this going to work, or is there everyone rightfully too concerned about the spacing?
It's really going to be interesting to see how this works, because now you're primarily going to have LeBron playing off of the ball. Now you have a point guard in there that can take over the ball handling duties for the Lakers. It's tough because we know Russell Westbrook doesn't have a true jump shot, right? He's not a consistent jump shooter. I mean, he can get in a game or two or a couple games throughout the season, he can get hot from outside. But other than that, this is a guy that attacks the rim, finishes on the basket, tries to get to the free throw line and knock down his free throws. And I think LeBron also, right? LeBron doesn't have that consistent jump shot like a Kevin Durant or James Harden. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think they're really going to have to surround those three guys with Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Westbrook with shooters. and Buddy Hield. I mean, I'm not sure if that's going to work out anymore with the salary crap and things like that. But I think this was in the making. I saw a piece that said that Westbrook was trying to get back home to LA, whether it was going to be with the Clippers or the Lakers. And now he's back home with the Lakers. It's going to be interesting to see, man. I'm not sold on it yet, but I think that this is a clear indication that now with Westbrook, that Chris Paul wasn't going to come to LA. I said that if they went out and got a superstar, it was an indication that Chris Paul wasn't going to go team up with his buddy LeBron.
Yeah, I think that's a good take on it. I mean, I think everyone obviously coming off the trade, the thing everyone's talking about is the lack of spacing and kind of how will LeBron and Russ be affected by playing together. Anthony Davis, keep pointing this out, he shot 26% from three last year. I think people see him as like unicorn stretch five. He's not a great three-point shooter, at least as he showed last year. I mean, maybe he can rediscover some of the bubble magic when he shot it great. But it kind of takes me back to the Nets last year when everyone was saying, oh, there's only one ball. You know, how are Harden and Kyrie and KD going to play together? I mean, I feel like the coaching staff is aware of the most obvious like flaw with the roster construction. Like Frank Vogel isn't sitting there thinking, you know, oh, we're going to have a ton of spacing and, you know, Westbrook's going to spot up. Like, they will do everything in their power to address this concern. I think, like you said, it's going to come down to filling out the rest of this roster with shooting. You know, can they convince somebody to maybe take a little bit less money to come play with this team? Going back to the question about Golden State earlier, I mean, how good is the best team in the West really going to be? Like, if the Lakers, you know, are they going to be as good as they were in the bubble? I mean, if they can get back to that level, that's pretty good. That's nothing crazy. The Clippers, if Kawhi misses the entire year, I mean, the number two is wide open. Like, if the Suns and the Jazz and the Nuggets and, you know, the Warriors take another step and the Mavericks take another step, all those teams, like, I think the West could be pretty open if this experiment with Russ doesn't work out. If they could find a way to optimize Russ, I think they're going to be truly lethal. And obviously it comes down to the health of LeBron and AD as well. But very interesting trade there. I think it's a kind of picture. I don't know why my first reaction to this trade was just picturing the looks of agony on their face, on the face of LeBron and Russ in the second round or something. Like, this is just such an all in. I mean, of course you go all in, you have LeBron James, but like, this is just such a shade. I mean, it's just going to be very interesting to see how this goes.
Yeah. I think the fitting is definitely going to be interesting for Russ. I mean, he can knock down that elbow jump shot or within like 10 to 15 feet from the basket, but God forbid this guy starts jacking up 3-point shots. LeBron's gonna have that look on his face that what the hell are you doing? But certainly gonna be an interesting fit. I think this is definitely more wide open, right, from top to bottom. I think Utah is going to be back. I think they're able to stay healthy, get Conley back, and some of these guys, you know, we've heard about Joe Ingles being in trade rumors also, but yeah. I think they can be a top three, top four seed in the West. I think I'm really high on Golden State coming back next season, having Clay back with Curry and Draymond and Wiggins, and then however they fill out the rest of their roster. And then after that, it's kind of wide open, right? Dallas still has question marks. So, I mean, who's going to be next to Luka? They have cap space. You know, Denver with Jamal Murray not going to be there pretty much for the maybe 3/4 of the season with the ACL injury. That's going to be interesting to see. So definitely the West is going to be a lot more intriguing than of the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. And, you know, the Kawhi and the Jamal Murray injury also leave open the possibility, like, the seeding could be messed up. Like, if they end up struggling in the regular season and get healthy late, then like they end up like the 7th seed, and then someone really good gets knocked out in the first round. I mean, we saw that this year almost happen with the Lakers Suns series that, you know, I was on the wrong end of, and you got to celebrate your pick there. And then we can also talk about, we're going to, you know, find out obviously a lot tonight. Free agency opens at 6 p.m. Eastern tonight, but one of the biggest rumors floating around right now is the idea of a Kyle Lowry acquisition for the Miami Heat. Rumor that he is very close to Jimmy Butler and would like to be playing there. So, you know, what was kind of your reaction to that trade, and how far up the East could that vault them if they do get Kyle Lowry?
Yeah, and that's going to be really fun to see when you have two dogs on this Miami Heat team. I mean, Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler, blue collar guys, right? And I think that this will be a good fit for Lowry in Miami. That kind of takes away the ball handling duties for Jimmy Butler and having him play off the ball. Kyle Lowry, we know a guy. He can shoot the three. He can get to the basket, create the contact. He'll be vocal in the locker room along with Jimmy Butler. I think that'll probably for sure catapult them into top. God, I want to say top three. Yeah, top three. Why not? I mean Philly's going to be
it's them versus Philly. Yeah, for that.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and then we don't know what Philly is doing with Ben Simmons and what their return is going to be. We heard the rumors of what they were kind of demanding from the Golden State Warriors. I'm sure they shut that phone down real quick. But yeah, if they're able to land Lowry, you still have obviously Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. I'm sure they can add another piece or two. Maybe, you know, who knows? They can get DeMar DeRozan on a discount. There's some other names that
they can also try to bring back Duncan Robinson. You know, that would have to be expensive, but possibility.
Yeah, and I was reading John Hollinger's piece on The Athletic, and I think they're saying that his contract might be around $18 to $19 million a year. So, you know, do you want to pay that to a guy like that? That's up to the Miami Heat, but definitely there's a lot of possibility for this Miami Heat team adding Kyle Lowry. But I do love the fit.
Love the fit. It's exactly what you want out of a point guard to go along with a primary creator at the wing position like Jimmy Butler. I mean, you want that point guard that has the on-ball capabilities, but is also more than fine just spotting up and being a knockdown three-point shooter when Jimmy Butler is the one creating, which he will be, you know, down the stretch of playoff games for this team. That's why I love the fit of Kyle Lowry for the Lakers last year. I mean, how much are they regretting now, you know, not going after just giving Talen Horton-Tucker up last year for Kyle Lowry, you know, would like their team much better than with Russ. You know, I think there's a lot of other rumors out there that Lowry thing, not set in stone, obviously, but Woj gave a very conditional type of report on that one, trying not to disturb the tampering period as what happened to Bogdanovich last year. But
yeah,
let's take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get some more free agency rumors that are out there. Today's episode of the NBA Gambling Podcast, presented by Paramount Plus. The summer of soccer continues on Paramount Plus, streaming over 2,000 soccer matches a year from around the world. That's all the heart-pounding drama from CBS Sports, including UEFA Champions League, Europa League, Italy's Serie A, Argentina's Primera Division, the Brazil Diario, NWSL, the Asian Football Confederation, and the CONCACAF qualifiers. Guys, I'm not great with the soccer team names here, but it's featuring the stars from the U.S. and Mexican men's national teams, plus much more. It's the best of the beautiful game with all the beautiful names like Messi, Mbappe, Ronaldo, Rapinoe, and Pulisic. See, I think I got all those right. Be part of the excitement as champions are crowned and history is made. The world's game lives here on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com to start your free trial and stream every match live. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Make sure to head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for a free $25. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Guys, download the app and sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com. Promo code SGPN. The SGPN app is also now live in the App Store and Google Play Store, giving you easy access to picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss us an app review and download that today. It's the SGPN app. Download it today. So we can start in the point guard market. Looks like Chris Paul going back to Phoenix and Mike Conley going back to Utah, all things considered. What do you make of those fits? And you know, who do you like better going into next season if both teams run it back, Utah or Phoenix?
I think I like Utah better in that spot, and no disrespect to the Phoenix Suns and what they were able to do this past season, but I feel like, you know, the injury part of it did play a factor for them, right? But, you know, when we kind of did the wrap-up show after the NBA Finals, I said that this is a team that needs another scorer on this roster. Chris Paul, if he does return, he's going to be a year older. You know, he's dealt with injuries, right? I mean, we had the shoulder issue this year and then, you know, the hand issue throughout the playoffs. And then when he was with the Rockets, we had the hamstring issue. So, you know, he's going to be a year older, you know, so they're going to have to get someone else on this roster as far as scoring. Who's that going to be? I'm not sure, but I feel like a guy like Eric Gordon type of guy from the Rockets, maybe off your bench or in that starting position, would probably be boding well for a team like Phoenix, that gives you another guy that can, you know, give you 20 points per night for sure if he gets the minutes. But I'm not sure what the contract is going to be for Chris Paul, but turning down $44 million for 1 year, I mean, what would you do in that point?
He's gonna make more because of it. I mean, he's gonna make more. Like he basically has Phoenix bent over the table right now. I mean,
yeah,
what they built up with their fan base, and they just made a finals run, and you need to keep Devin Booker happy as well. Like he has plenty of leverage against Phoenix, and you also have, like, I'm sure New York would be willing to happily throw at him like a 2 year, $80 million deal. Like, am I crazy to say that? I mean, yeah, the Knicks have that much cap space. I think Chris, it speaks to how miraculous his late career has been, despite those injuries that he suffered that have kept him from a championship. Like, people remember, like, he went to OKC, people basically thought he was washed. And it was like, okay, you know, are they going to buy out Chris Paul? Like, that contract is toxic. Now he's, you know, undisputably a top 20 player in the NBA, just stewarded a team, you know, as their second best player to a finals run.
Yeah.
And he's about to cash in again. So credit to him. Yeah, I think Utah and Phoenix are going to be similar next year. I think with Utah, the thing that they weren't totally healthy down the stretch of the season, and they've shown that their ceiling is really high. I think for them, it's like they're a great regular season team. They've proven that. Now is the time for them to kind of reorient to try to go win a championship. They kind of remind me of maybe the Milwaukee Bucks a little bit prior to this season, even though they don't have that ring in Stowe, or they didn't have a player as good as Giannis Antetokounmpo either, is what I mean to say. So yeah, that's going to be definitely an interesting battle there. And obviously this free agent point guard situation kind of sets up now the second tier of guys who are going to be able to jump up some of the bidding war. Lonzo Ball, Dennis Schroeder, Spencer Dinwiddie. Those are guys who stand to make some money off of all those guys returning to their own team, because now the cast based teams are looking at those guys. Any predictions for those three?
Yeah, I think the most intriguing guy will be Lonzo Ball, right?
Yeah.
And we've been hearing rumors about with Chicago Bulls maybe making him an offer. I'm not sure he wants to return to the Pelicans, so I'm going to say that he for sure is not going to be back there. I think Boston is maybe kind of intriguing for Lonzo Ball. What do you think?
I like it. I think it kind of – he's kind of Kyle Lowry-like with his catch-and-shoot three-point ability and his ability to play off ball. So yeah, that would kind of be a nice compliment to the two wings that because you want the ball in their hands a lot. I would like that fit.
Yeah, and I'm seeing John Hollinger right now for the Athletic saying a double sign and trade maybe in the works that would send Lonzo out and Devontae Graham to the Pelicans, and then Lonzo heading to play with his brother. That would be interesting. But
yeah,
I think that would be the first domino there. And then you know, with Dennis Schroeder, I mean, the stuff that we've heard about during the regular season with the Lakers about the locker room stuff. I'm not a Schroeder fan. I don't think he's a point guard that can lead you to being a contender, maybe getting you to the conference finals. Spencer Dinwiddie is really intriguing to me because this guy's a bona fide scorer. We've seen what he can do with the Nets prior to his injury and before the big three got there. So, you know, New York is a intriguing destination for both of those guys. Dallas is, you know, going to be in the market. I think Dinwiddie next to Luka is kind of intriguing. You know, so I guess those are some of the things that I'm kind of looking for. And then again, Boston, they do need a point guard, right? Since they traded away Kemba Walker to OKC. So that's going to be another opening for some of these point guards, second tier ones at least.
Yeah, also just got a real GM drop, so you don't know how much to trust it, but that Boston maybe looking to trade Marcus Smart instead of extending him, so that could be interesting there. Yeah, I think so. We'll definitely have a reaction show with some of these moves from the first couple of days, other big names that maybe on the move. I mean, guys like, you know, Will Barton, Duncan Robinson, Tim Hardaway Jr., you know, Kelly Oubre, another big name. So not too many stars. Kawhi Leonard situation, although that looks to be headed back to Los Angeles, still something to monitor. So stay tuned on the feed. Check in with us on the Slack channel to sg.pn/Slack. We'll be reacting to moves as they come in, and then look out for a show on this feed Thursday. We'll get to you guys with, you know, the early signings and kind of how those things shape up the league going into next year. Before we get out of here today, let's check in on the Olympics a little bit. Munaf's been handicapping the Olympics. I'm excited to start to kind of check in, although I will have to stay up past midnight tonight to watch this game. United States taking on Spain in the quarterfinals here?
Quarterfinals, yes, sir.
Quarterfinals. So walk us through the bracket a little bit. Any betting odds that you like for this round of eight that are left? Is the U.S. going to make it? What are we looking at here with this Olympics quarterfinals?
Yeah, so if you really kind of have to study this bracket because it is a little confusing. So, like you mentioned, the U.S. takes on Spain tonight at around, 12:40 Eastern time for you? Yeah, so they beat Spain, I believe, in that third exhibition game. So I thought the competition for the U.S. team is going to be either Australia or Slovenia, but they're avoiding Slovenia in their bracket. So kind of set it up for the U.S. team. Obviously, like we mentioned, Spain tonight, and if they're able to get past Spain, then they'll take on the winner of Australia or Argentina. And we saw that the U.S. played both of these teams. They beat Spain in kind of that third game where they had lost the first two against, I believe it was France and Nigeria. And then over the last two games, we've kind of seen the dominance that we're used to seeing from Team USA. The first night, it was Damian Lillard who led scoring for the U.S. men's team. And then Kevin Durant bounced back nicely against the Czech Republic. So it kind of seemed like they found their groove. Now is where your test kind of starts, right? You're going to go up against a better team in Spain. Now it's win or go home time for the Team USA. I haven't seen a line yet, or I haven't looked it up. Do you see one?
For tonight's game, we're looking at Spain plus 12.
Okay.
Also have Germany, Slovenia favored by 14.5 over Germany, France by 8.5 over Italy, and Australia by 8.5 over Argentina. Any of those stick out to you?
I think Australia minus the 8 against Argentina. Joe Ingles, Patty Mills on that team, they've been playing well throughout this entire group stage. I believe they won all three of their games in the group stage. Let me pull that up here real quick if I can find it.
I think they did.
Yeah. So I think Slovenia is really intriguing, man. I think they have a path to kind of get to the finals. They have kind of the easier bracket. If they get past Germany, they'll take on the winner of Italy and France. I mean, France has a lot of NBA talent on that team. But as far as to kick it off for tonight, I'm kind of weary of laying that many points with Slovenia, but Luka has been undefeated playing for his country. And then with Team USA, since they took care of business against Spain in the group stage, I think if US really pushes the pace, because the Spain team is kind of older with the Gasol brothers and Rudy Fernandez, these guys are older. So if they're able to get up and down the floor against the Spain team, I think USA should have an easy time advancing to the semifinals.
Yeah, we will see Rockets legend Usman Garuba probably getting some reps on Kevin Durant tonight and Jason Tatum. So that'll honestly be fun to watch as a Rockets fan for you. Your prediction for the gold, silver, bronze for this year's basketball Olympics?
Let me see. Let me pull up the bracket again. I think USA will find a way to get to the finals. I mean, when you have Kevin Durant, I don't want to run down the list. You have the NBA talent. There's no reason that you shouldn't get to the finals. I would love to see Slovenia versus USA in the NBA finals, Luka versus the world. I think that would be
crazy.
That would be a lot of fun to see. So I'm going to go with that. Team USA led by these NBA superstars, and then Luka Doncic of Slovenia against Team USA in the final on Saturday. That's something that I'm going to be rooting for, and I think could for sure happen.
Yeah, so maybe some opportunities to get down on Slovenia. Yep. Looking forward to it again. So you'll have some games tonight, and then throughout the rest of the week. I believe the champion, the finals are on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, Saturday.
So, yeah, so lots of basketball this week. Munaf, great show this morning. Anything else that you want to get to before we get out of here for this Monday morning show?
No, it's going to be an exciting NBA free agency opening. Like you said, we're at 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm sure a lot of news will be coming down as free agency opens. I did read a report that Woj said that the rookie, the guys that are on rookie deals like Luka and Trey, they can't be offered theirs until midnight Eastern. But other than that, I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of movement, a lot of signings. Hopefully it'll be a crazy NBA free agency like we're used to. So I'm excited for it, man.
Yeah, Mark Stein actually did just report that Luka is expected to sign a 5-year, $202 million extension with Dallas. So
there you go.
That one will be wrapped up. Looks like earlier rather than sooner. Yeah, great show this morning. Munaf, where can people find you on Twitter?
Yeah, find me on Twitter at SportsNerd824, dropping all type of content in the month of August, whether it's football. I should have a Men's USA Olympics article up today. And then MLB stuff, had a great podcast last night with Minty Betts. That was a lot of fun. And just getting ready for football, man. It's going to be a busy month.
Yeah, there we go. It's going to be a great month. Make sure you're tuning to everything SGPN. Find articles on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. All the podcasts on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Please rate, review, subscribe if you like them. This is the NBA Gambling Podcast. If you're not with us on the Slack channel, get on the Slack channel. It's at sg.pn/Slack, talking all things basketball, every sport, gambling. Lots of degens in there talking. So get in the Slack channel. If you're not, you can follow me on Twitter at NBA Zach B. Again, I'll be back Thursday, Mondays and Thursdays throughout the offseason. So have a good one, everybody, and let it ride. Basketball, give me the ball because I'm going.